Welcome to Buzzed with Brian. I am your host, Brian. We're going to talk about beer, the history, and drinking. Hey there, beer fans. Welcome back to another episode of Buzzed with Brian. Thanks for tuning in this week and every week. And I'm excited to deliver this episode. I'm excited that I'm back on the horse a little bit. We're getting some consistent episodes out each Thursday on the drop. And this one is special. It's mail time. That's right, mail time. It's been 50-ish episodes. It's a long time since I've had a brewery send me beer. Well, it happened again. So we have another brewery, the second brewery that sent me beer. Dropping any hints for any other breweries out there that want to send me beer, I am willing to take the beer. I'm willing to give you my address so you can put it in a box and send it my way. The brewery that did that for this episode was Scofflaw Brewing Company. So we are sponsored by Scofflaw Brewing Company. They're out of Atlanta, Georgia. So this beer traveled a decent little way to get to the Midwest. They sent me their flagship IPA, the Basement IPA. So I'm excited to review that beer for you all, tell you a little bit something about Scofflaw Brewing Company, and just have some fun on the mic today. So let's get on to today's show. To kick off today's episode, before we get to the drinking of the beer, let's go over Scofflaw Brewing Company. So as I said in the episode intro, they are based out of Atlanta, Georgia, and they have been one of the faster growing breweries in Atlanta, faster growing breweries period in the time since their inception, which they started out in 2015 as a passion project. They are founded by two guys, the name of Matt Shira and their brewmaster, Travis Herman. And oddly enough, the passion project started in Matt's mother-in-law's basement. So I think that gives way to the name of the beer today a little bit with the basement IPA. And speaking of IPAs, Scofflaw is pretty well known for them. That's kind of the staple of their brand. They make a lot of IPAs, and a lot of the other beers in their portfolio have a reference to Basement or is a, you know, a variant of the flagship beer that was sent to me today. So pretty excited about that. But as I said, it took them not very long at all to get growing. They just had 2 years after 2015 to settle into their first location, and quickly thereafter, they continued to expand. They now boast two locations in Atlanta. One is serving as the main production space and original tap room, while the other is set for pilot batches of 15 barrels. So it sounds like if you can get down there as a thirsty consumer, you can go and try a whole lot of their one-off experiments that may not go out to regular distribution. Looking at their website, even it doesn't look like they really list any of their experimental stuff. So I think you have to check out their social media to kind of stay up to the game with that if you're in the Atlanta area or just traveling through. And then additionally, they've actually expanded a third time and they have a third location in Columbus, Georgia, just southwest of Atlanta, nestled right on the Alabama border. So plenty of places to try out Scofflaw Brewing beer if you're in the Atlanta state. But they don't come up to the Midwest here. So I'm excited to have this beer and see what it's all about and, you know, give it a review. So let's get on to the beer. It is beer time and I am excited to drink this one. Thank you again, Scofflaw Brewing Company, for sending me your Basement IPA. I have a 12-ounce can today and this beer is weighing in at 6.5% with 40 IBUs. This beer is the original, one of the original recipes for Scofflaw Brewing Company, as I am finding out here on the can description, and it has become a big flagship staple of theirs. Also, there is Citra hops in here, and that's all they have listed, so we'll see if it's truly just a single hop addition or if it has a little more flavor on the profile. So let's get on to this pour. I am pouring this beer out, and it is giving West Coast vibes, a little westy to start. It is brilliant on the clarity. There is a couple of floaters in there, so maybe some leftover hop resin, who knows, as this can has settled out. But I'm not too afraid of that. A little floaters never hurt anyone. And the color on this, nice beautiful golden hue to it. Decent amount of foam that's got some good stability hanging out on the head here. So let's get in for a smell. Yeah, hop forward. And I'm getting a berry blend, leaning towards strawberry the most, but definitely a berry blend, and then citrus, and there's a little pine resin on that, so I would not be surprised if this had a blend of Citra Mosaic, maybe some Simcoe in there too. So we'll see what we get on this on the taste here. Okay, one more. Yeah, all right, that's we're getting somewhere. One more. So interestingly enough, this is actually kind of a different IPA. The first sip, I got malt more than anything else, and it was a very sweet kind of honey apricot like flavor on the right up front. And then after taking a couple sips, you let the beer roll back on the mid palate, and the hop bitterness showed out. And it's not overwhelming. I think it's a very approachable hop bitterness, but it is there, and it gets going from that honey apricot flavor to a little bit of an earthy and resinous type tone, which I think matches up a little better with the aroma. Interestingly, though, I had a lot of berry on the nose, didn't get a ton on the palate. Like I said, apricot was more the flavor I'm landing on. Overall, though, this beer has a pretty light body, I'd say very approachable, and there's a slight mouth-drying effect as well on the end. Certainly not a lager beer, but there's a little bit of a drying effect for me. Balance and drinkability-wise, I mean, it has nice malt, it has nice hop flavor, I think there's great balance. I can see why this beer has become a core staple of the brand for the Scofflaw Brewing Company. Drinkability, the hops are very approachable, very familiar in this beer. I think if you've had an IPA before, if you've had a few IPAs before, you probably have had something that tastes a lot like this. And I think there's just enough bitterness to keep an IPA lover happy while not overwhelming a potential IPA novice. So I think great beer, very drinkable overall, and I'm going to enjoy this one, and we'll finish it up. All right, rating times here. Rating time. And I think people are saying, Brian, are you just going to give this a 5 out of 5? I mean, someone just sent you beer. It's free beer in the mail. Like, you can't knock it. Well, I'm going to give some genuine thoughts here. I'm going to try to not insert that bias of having a free beer. But thank you, Scofflaw, anyways. I really appreciate it. Overall, I think you could already tell I like this beer. It was very approachable. I think it's a pretty standard IPA. I think it was well executed for a standard American-styled IPA. And I think it's a beer that a lot of people could turn to and be like, oh, yeah, that's nice. Or someone that's new to the IPA game could be like, oh, IPAs aren't so bad. So for that, I'm going to give it a solid score, 4.0 out of 5, and that's a review. All right, beer fans, that wraps up today's episode. Thanks for tuning in this week and every week. And I must say, it has been feeling mighty, mighty fine to be back on the microphone here, giving you all the good beer cheer. And I really shout out to Scofflaw Brewing Company again today. I really appreciate them for sending me this beer. It's been a fun opportunity. Another neat place to talk about, and certainly another neat place to add to the to-do list. I have not been to Atlanta aside from the airport, so it doesn't count. Never left the airport, just flying through. But I would love to visit Atlanta, and when I do, Scofflaw will certainly be on my list of places to go have a beer at. And if you want their beer out in the wild, they do have a beer finder on their website, so you can check that out. Maybe you can start a podcast and reach out to their social media person, and maybe they'll send you beer. Maybe you don't have to have a podcast, and they'll send you beer. I don't know. It's worth a shot. Shoot your shot, everyone. But certainly you can check out that beer finder. They're definitely available in Atlanta and a couple of neighboring states as well, at the very least. It seems like they make a pretty big production of their flagship beers. So if you do find some, pick it up, give it a try. I think based off of what I had today, it is certainly, certainly worth it. Well, that wraps up today's episode. There will be a post about this episode, like I do with all of my posts. The one for today is a little unboxing of when I got the beer sent to me and finding out what was inside. So do check that out. And if anyone else wants to send me beer, feel free to reach me at BuzzWithBrian. Send me a DM on the Instagram or BuzzWithBrian@gmail.com. I will be very responsive to any inquiry in either place. Feel free to shoot me a message. So, can't wait to get back on the mic again and enjoy another couple beers. Scofflaw, thanks again. Cheers, beers.